Now let's hear from people with a vital interest in North Korea's most recent nuclear test. They are citizens of neighboring South Korea. And though in theory they are the ones most threatened by their neighbor, many responded to the news of the nuclear test with a shrug. NPR's Elise Hugh reports from Seoul.
This stop is Hongguk University.
It's Friday night in Seoul, or more specifically, the Hongdae neighborhood, where you can't spread out your arms without hitting a college student. The news of a North Korean nuclear test may have reached the rest of the world, but here, just hours away from the test site, 17-year-old Jinwoo Ha hadn't heard.
Sorry, but I don't quite really know about the issue, so can you please explain that?
Students here say they have more pressing matters on their minds.
We have to do like study, or we have to leave, we have to work. So I think, yeah, there's much important thing in my life.
That's Kim Hye-jun, a 21-year-old art student. She says she almost never even thinks about North Korea.
Just they are there and we are here. I think that's all. We don't have family out there. We don't talk. We can't see that. To me, it's another country.
Older generations may remember a once unified Korea and what tore it apart, says Catherine Moon of the Brookings Institution. But that was decades ago.
The young people, they don't have a history of the Cold War and of communism and of the ideological fight.
And North Korean rhetoric has always been in the background of their lives.
These are individuals who have grown up with multiple announcements and declarations about the North's threatening postures and programs. So in a way, they've become very familiar with this narrative.
So far, no tangible consequences, like the effects of radiation leakage or actual war, have been felt. But there is one constituency among younger generations that is watching North Korea more closely. College-aged South Korean men, for whom military service is mandatory.
We're really concerned because we have to go to military.
Jung-kyu Lee is one of them.
If North Korea do some with bombs, we like all have to like prepare for like war, right?
The possibility exists, but it has for so long that it's had a desensitizing effect. Domestic concerns here, like high youth unemployment, can cause far more worry than the threat of a bomb. Elise Hugh, NPR News,